Lesson 3. John the Baptist prepared the way for Jesus Christ. Purpose: to help the children understand that they were foreordained to do an important part of Heavenly Father's work on earth. Preparation. 1. Prayerfully study Luke chapter 1 verses 5 through 25 and 57 through 80. Matthew chapter 3 verses 1 through 6 and Doctrine and Covenants section 84 verses 27 and 28. Then study the lesson and decide how you want to teach the scripture account. Refer to Preparing Your Lessons, Roman numeral, page 6, and Teaching from the Scriptures, Roman numeral, page 7. 2. Select the discussion questions and enrichment activities that will involve the children and best help them achieve the purpose of the lesson. 3. Materials needed. A. A Bible or a New Testament for each child. B. A paper with the words, "I am a choice spirit," printed on it for each child. C. Picture 7-2, John Preaching in the Wilderness. Gospel Art Picture Kit 207, number 62132. Suggested Lesson Development. Before class, privately ask one of the children to give the papers you have prepared to the other children right after the opening prayer. Invite a child to give the opening prayer. Attention Activity. Have the child pass out the papers to the class members. Explain that before class started, you chose the child who passed out the papers to do this service. Foreordination is like this. Write foreordination on the chalkboard. Heavenly Father foreordained us in premortal life when He chose us to do a special work for Him on earth. Being foreordained does not mean that we have to do the work. We still have our freedom or agency, but the opportunity is ours, if we choose. Explain that in this lesson, the children are going to learn about John the Baptist, who was foreordained or chosen to carry out an important mission on earth. Have the children read aloud the words on their papers. Tell them that the scriptures they will study explain that John the Baptist was a choice spirit, chosen in the premortal life to prepare the way for Jesus Christ. Scripture account. Teach the story of John the Baptist's birth, childhood, and mission from the scriptures listed in the preparation section. Display the picture John preaching in the wilderness at an appropriate time. For suggested ways to teach the scripture account, refer to Teaching from the Scriptures, Roman numeral, page 7. Help the children understand that John the Baptist was foreordained to prepare the people to listen to Jesus Christ. Discussion and application questions. Study the following questions and the scripture reference as you prepare your lesson. Use the questions you feel will best help the children understand the scriptures and apply the principles in their lives. Reading the references with the children in class will help them gain insights into the scriptures. What do we know about the parents of John the Baptist? Luke chapter 1, verses 5 through 7. Why was Zacharias struck dumb so that he could not speak? Luke chapter 1, verses 18 through 20. Why did Zacharias and Elizabeth name their son John? Luke chapter 1, verse 13. What do we know about John's childhood? Luke chapter 1, verse 80. Doctrine and Covenants, section 84, verse 27 through 28. What was John the Baptist foreordained to do? Luke chapter 1, verses 15 through 17, and 76 and 77. How did John the Baptist fulfill his foreordained mission to prepare the way for Jesus Christ? Matthew chapter 3, verses 1 through 6. Explain that just as John the Baptist was a choice spirit chosen to help build Heavenly Father's kingdom by preparing the way for Jesus Christ, we are choice spirits chosen to help build Heavenly Father's kingdom by helping people know more about Jesus Christ. Read this quote by President Ezra Taft Benson. You are choice spirits, many of you having been held back in reserve for almost 6,000 years, to come forth in this day, at this time, when the temptations, responsibilities, and opportunities are the very greatest. Ensign, November 1977, page 30. How does it make you feel to know that Heavenly Father knows you personally and chose you to come to earth at this time? What are some of the things we might have been foreordained to do to help build Heavenly Father's kingdom? Serve missions, be good examples by keeping our covenants, hold the priesthood, raise righteous families, and fulfill church callings. How can you find out what Heavenly Father wants you to do here on earth? Pray about decisions, listen to the Spirit. Explain that Heavenly Father has also given us the opportunity to receive patriarchal blessings from a stake patriarch when we are old enough. Patriarchal blessings often indicate what callings we might receive or what Heavenly Father wants us to do with our lives. How can you prepare yourself to do what Heavenly Father wants you to do? Enrichment activities. You may use one or more of the following activities anytime during the lesson or as a review, summary, or challenge. 1. Prepare a paper with the following statements on it, without the answers, for each child, or write the statements on the chalkboard. John the Baptist, A. lived in the blank. Answer, wilderness. B. was blank months older than Jesus. Answer, 6. C. wore clothing made of blank and blank. Answers, camel's hair and leather. D. ate blank and blank. Answers, locusts and wild honey. E. prepared the way for blank. Answer, Jesus Christ. Page 11. Have the children read the following scriptures to fill in the blanks. Luke chapter 1, verses 26 and 27, and 35 and 36. Matthew chapter 3, verses 1 and 4. If the children don't know what locusts are, explain that they are large flying insects. Help them realize that even though John the Baptist lived a simple, humble life in the wilderness, he faithfully fulfilled his mission and prepared the way for Jesus Christ. 2. Have the children read the following scriptures to discover others who were foreordained to their earthly missions. Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 5. Mary, the mother of Jesus, vision given to Nephi. 1 Nephi chapter 11, verse 18. Jesus Christ. Ether chapter 3, verse 14. Joseph Smith and others. Doctrine and Covenants, section 138, verses 53 and 55. Abraham chapter 3, verse 23. Conclusion. Testimony. Bear testimony that just as John the Baptist was foreordained to prepare the way for Jesus Christ and be a witness for him, so each of us was foreordained to our mission on earth. Express your feelings about the importance of living the gospel and being worthy to do whatever Heavenly Father foreordained us to do. Suggested home reading. Suggest to the children that they study Luke chapter 1, verses 5 through 23 and 57 through 80, and Matthew chapter 3, verses 1 through 6, at home as a review of this lesson.
Suggested family sharing. Encourage the children to share with their families a specific part of the lesson, such as a story, question, or activity, or to read with their families the suggested home reading.
Invite a child to give the closing prayer. End of Lesson 3, John the Baptist Prepared the Way for Jesus Christ.